more. We're Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Friday morning. It's the 7th day of November. Not only do we have the Lainey Wilson trip to Las Vegas to win at 8:20, before that, at 7:55, we'll be announcing the third headliner for next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone is going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. We'll be making another announcement at 7:55 this morning. Well, today is International Merlot Day. Who doesn't like a good Merlot? It's also Notary Public Day. Who doesn't like a good Notary Public?
Rick.
Good morning. I'm Joe. Need to know this morning. Atlantic City Electric says it's ready to work with Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill to help bring down energy costs in New Jersey. Sherrill says that as soon as she takes office in January, she plans to declare a state of emergency to freeze utility rates. So if you've been stressing over there on electric bills, some relief could be on the way. Disturbing story out of Atlantic County. A former New Jersey Army National Guard recruiter from Egg Harbor Township, now a wanted fugitive, 46-year-old Sean Wynn, didn't show up for sentencing after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl behind the Hamilton Mall. If you know where he is, the sheriff's office wants to hear from you. And finally, the end of an era, the Farmer's Almanac shutting down after more than 200 years of publishing weather forecasts, moon phases, and all sorts of country wisdom. You might remember it, it always had a little hole punched in the corner so farmers could hang it in the barn. A similar book, the Old Farmer's Almanac, though, is still going strong. Your South Jersey weather, sunny today with a high of 63. 7.3 with Joe and Jana. We got a big announcement concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We'll do that at 7:55 this morning. But right now, it's Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, country's biggest night is almost here. The 2025 CMA Awards hits Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on November 19th. Lainey Wilson's back. She's going to host for a second year in a row. She did such a great job last year. She's also taking the stage alongside Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, and even Big X the Plug for a wild, pray hard collab. It's going to be great. You can catch it live on ABC or stream it on Hulu Live, Sling, or YouTube TV. Everything we know about this year's CMA Awards, you can check it out, catcountry1073.com. Morgan Wallen fans are losing it. Absolutely going nuts, trying to snag tickets for his Still the Problem tour. He's doing two nights in Philly next year, and it's already breaking records. The stage setup is wild, too. He's got four pits instead of two. Four, count them, four. That's going to be insane. Pre-sale dropped November 5th. But if prices are stressing you out, listen, chill. Experts are saying, hold off, okay? Ticket gurus are sharing the sites like SeatGeek. They are going to have killer last-minute deals under $200 because it's a tiered ticket release system. Morgan Wallen ticket cheat sheet info. It's up now on the Cat Country 107.3.
107.3. We're Joe and Jana. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We have Thanksgiving in 3 weeks from yesterday. I have in front of me the most common Thanksgiving fails.
Oh, no.
The six things that could go wrong. The most common. You know what the most common is? You want to guess?
Burning a turkey. Overcooking a turkey.
Not all the cooking is done on time.
Yeah, but, like, isn't it supposed to come out, like, it's not all going to be done exactly at the same time. So define, like, done at the same time.
No, I didn't say same time. Not like all the cooking is done on time.
Where, like, you can't eat ever. Okay, I got it. Got it, got it, got it. I needed a little bit of clarification.
Number two, not all the food is done cooking at the same time.
Sure.
Number three, we ran out of wine.
Oh, that's the worst.
Other cooking fails. Spilled a dish on the floor.
Yeah.
Number five, forgot an essential ingredient in one dish.
Oh, no.
Whoops. Thanksgiving fail number six, your ex-brother-in-law. 7.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. As we announced early this morning, kind of an end of an era. It's been published since 1818. The Farmer's Almanac has decided that they're done after this season.
That's so sad. What are we going to do? How are we going to know what's coming?
I will tell you, there are actually two books that are kind of the same kind of thing. There's the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac. They're not related. The Old Farmer's Almanac is actually older. It's like 233 years. That's going to still be around, but the Farmer's Almanac is... It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgestone Auto Mall.
I'm ready.
Terry lives in Galloway Township and has sent us the joke for news today. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Terry, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Little boy and his granddad raking leaves in the yard. Aww. The little boy finds an earthworm trying to get back into his hole. He says, Grandpa, I bet I can put that worm back in the hole. Grandfather replies, I'll bet you $5 you can't. It's too wiggly and limp to put back in that little hole. Well, the little boy runs into the house and comes out with a can of hairspray. He sprays the worm until it's straight and stiff as a board. Then he puts the worm back into the hole.
Uh-oh.
The grandfather hands the little boy $5, grabs the hairspray, and runs in the house. About a half hour later, Granddad comes back outside and hands the boy another $5. The boy says, Granddad, you already gave me $5. Granddad replies, I know, but we're 3 mornings with Joe and John. It's a Friday morning. That means our little friend Phil will join us for an edition of Strip Club or Daycare. That'll be just after 7:30.
Phil missed you.
And at 7:55, listen to this, we have another announcement concerning next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. We're going to tell you who else is going to be there.
I'm so excited.
Coming up at 7:55. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Shauna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going?
Mount Vernon, Illinois. A bank teller said a man claimed he was Sammy Hagar, the 78-year-old rock and roll performer.
Nice.
Said he needed to cash a royalty check while on tour. Sure, that happens. The man wore red sunglasses and smelled faintly of margarita mix, leaving the teller to think, oh, he might be telling the truth.
LOL.
Sammy carried a homemade ID that read Sammy Hagar Rock God and attempted to open accounts in multiple businesses. All refused to open the accounts.
Right.
Police identified the suspect as 58-year-old Ronnie Putnam. He was arrested and charged with fraud. It is a cold morning out there. We have temperatures below the freezing point. The frost is here. Welcome to it.
I had to defrost my windshield this morning. I had to whip out the hot tea. It's like, it's been a week, okay? And now the frost is here.
What does that have to do with frost?
I'm just drinking tea for my voice, Joe. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Thanks for updating us.
Yeah. I'm trying to get better for everybody.
We have a big announcement. 1 hour from now, we're going to tell you who the third headliner for the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood will be next June. We already know Eric Church is going to be there.
Post Malone
is going to be there.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Good morning. You need to know this morning. Atlantic City Electric says it's ready to work with Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill to help bring down energy costs in New Jersey. Sherrill says that as soon as she takes office in January, she plans to declare a state of emergency to freeze utility rates. So if you've been stressing over there on electric bills, some relief could be on the way. Disturbing story out of Atlantic County. A former New Jersey Army National Guard recruiter from Egg Harbor Township, now a wanted fugitive, 46-year-old Sean Wynn, didn't show up for sentencing after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl behind the Hamilton Mall. If you know where he is, the sheriff's office wants to hear from you. And finally, the end of an era, the Farmer's Almanac shutting down after more than 200 years of publishing weather forecasts, moon phases, and all sorts of country wisdom. You might remember it always had a little hole punched in the corner so farmers could hang it in the barn. A similar book, The Old Farmer's Almanac, though, is still going strong. Your South Jersey weather, sunny today with a high of 63. 107.3 with Joe and John on Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now. Happy birthday, Chris Rothmull of Dennisville. Chris is 47 today.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Mary Lynch of Brigantine is 64. Happy birthday, Mary. Happy birthday to Christine Caldwell of Villas. Tom Hoskins of Summers Point celebrates today. Kelly Ariel of Dennisville has a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Mark Tilson of Weartown. Sydney Hewitt of Galloway celebrates today. It's Colleen Miller's birthday. She's from Manahawkin. Stacy from Tom's River is 49.
Nice.
Happy birthday to Heidi Kern of Cape May. Lisa Cable of Egg Harbor Township is 51. Ronnie Giancola, she's from Cape May. She has a birthday today. And happy birthday tomorrow to Marjorie Elliott of Woodbine. Marjorie Elliott will be 85 tomorrow.
85 years young. Happy birthday.
If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out is Marjorie Elliott of Woodbine, 85.
How many if they were drunk? Depending on who it was. No, you could stay.
Mornings with
you. You could stay. That's fine.
Mornings with Joe and Jana. We might have to replace our win a date with Keith Urban contest.
Don't say it.
With a win a date with Blake Shelton contest. Is it true, Jana?
No, it's not true. Okay, that's why I didn't think it's true. Everybody calm down. So what he's talking about
is Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani.
It has been reported that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, you've been waiting for this one, something fierce, and it's annoying me. So Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani have been quote-unquote living separately, but it's not what everybody thinks.
But we still love each other.
That's not even what they're saying. So first of all, Blake Shelton is working on his new show, The Road, and it's taking up a lot of time. Meanwhile, it was just announced that Gwen is prepping for a major return to the stage. So she's been in L.A. a lot because she's got the No Doubt reunion, marking the 30th anniversary of the Tragic Kingdom album. She's also gearing up for a 2026 Las Vegas residency. She needs a couple months of preparation. Mm. She says it's been a talking point. They say it's been a talking point among friends and families, but that they're living separate lives, but it's not a big deal. Yeah. They're just like, when do they ever stop?
And Keith Urban is on tour, and Nicole Kidman's making more movies. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's going to a wedding later today. Not yours, somebody else's.
No, not mine. My cousin Blaze and his future.
Is he on fire? Blaze?
No.
B-L-A-Z-E?
No. The traditional way to spell it. Everybody in my family is really cool.
What's the traditional way to spell Blaze?
B-L-A-I-S-E.
Isn't that Blaze? Blaise.
No! Blaze is B-L-A-Z-E.
Blaze the boy or the girl?
Blaze is the boy.
Okay, what's the girl's name?
Emily. And she's such
Emily?
A sweetheart. Yeah.
Is that I-M-I-L-Y? Emily?
Emily.
Oh, Emily.
What okay. is it?
I thought you said Emily.
No, Emily.
I'm sorry. So Blaze and Emily are getting married and you're going to the wedding.
I am going to a wedding. I'm so excited. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from here, though. It's in PA, so I'm going to have to truck it after work. I got to, book it all the way up the expressway. But I'm so excited.
Good luck
to them.
It's
going to be a big day. And it's really special. So it was actually shout out to
Blaze and Emily.
Blaze and Emily and their, entire family. We're really excited. Emily's grandpa actually didn't make it. He passed away about a month and a half ago, maybe a little bit, maybe 2 months ago. But so they got married at his deathbed, so he could see it. And they posted some pictures. It was so cute. Oh my gosh. It was so adorable.
I'm sorry.
And so, what?
I said it was romantic.
That they got, that's rude.
I know.
Why would you say
that? Sorry.
It's so sad.
Emily and Blaze.
But I'm so excited to be able to celebrate them today, and it's just going to be so much fun.
So they were married, now they're getting married.
They're married.
But they're already married.
They're married, yes, but they're getting, today's the big day.
It's a ripoff.
No, it's not. They planned this way before they knew.
It's done. They're already married.
What does that mean?
Jana, when they go to do the vows, will you, blah, blah, blah. So stop. I want you to yell, they're already married. They don't need to do that. They already said that. 18 minutes in front of 8. Coming up 5 in front of 8, we have a big announcement concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest and another headliner announcement. We also have our friend Phil coming up. We were going to do him here, but we'll talk with Phil in just a couple minutes. But we have to go back and update a story we talked about. First of all, I said we have an update on Jana's wedding, and things started pinging on our app. It's not your wedding. You're going to a wedding later today.
I am.
Blaze and Emily's wedding. Blaze is your second cousin?
He's my cousin.
All right.
Yeah.
So Blaze and Emily are getting married, but you actually broke the news, and maybe you shouldn't have done this. I don't know. We'll update in a second. You said they actually got married a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Because her grandfather
passed away. It was really
sad. On his deathbed, they got married.
Yes.
And exchanged vows there.
It was beautiful.
So we said, well, the problem is at the wedding, they already got married.
Yeah.
This is coming up today, but now your phone has been going off
the hook
from Emily.
Yeah, so
and
Emily
are we
was
in
like,
trouble?
Actually, we're not married. I was like, what? So they're not married, Emily said.
We said they were married.
Yeah.
Because they got married in front of her
grandfather,
was passing away at the time.
Right. R.I.P. So they got married. But they're not married. She said,
so that wasn't legal.
No, she said so.
So they lied in front of
the vows.
Her dying grandfather.
But they're not married. I wouldn't say they lied. I mean,
I would say they lied.
It's legal in front of the Lord. It's legal in front of Lord.
Was there a priest there?
They exchanged vows, right?
Was there a priest there?
So I guess spiritually.
Because anybody can exchange vows, but that doesn't.
Spiritually, they're already married.
They lied.
So she goes, actually, we're not married yet. She texted me. She was like, we just exchanged vows in front of my grandpa, which is still so cute.
Anybody can exchange vows. That doesn't count.
But Joe goes, you lied. You lied to grandpa.
Oh, my God. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to a show our little friend.
I'm so sorry.
Hi, good morning, everybody. That little, I feel rushed. Wow.
Yeah, well, Jana's been under the weather.
It's my fault.
We just want to get everything done and go home.
I didn't do my drawn out da-da-da-da's, Phil. I'm so sorry.
No, well, and it's understand you are a little invalid, if you will.
There you go. Invalid.
I was going to say, don't call me that.
All right. No, I did not. Uh-huh.
My voice is not quite null and void today, but we're making the best of it.
If you had an English accent, it's almost like Sean Connery is in the room.
That's so rude, Phil.
No, it's okay. It's dead on. Sean Connery.
Wait.
We're all here to play a game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Strip Club or Daycare.
You sound nothing like it. You just ruined it all. All right, Strip Club or Daycare. Today, ladies and gentlemen, it's an all Chicago edition.
We'll be talking
about establishments in Chicago, Illinois, to find out if they are, in fact, strip clubs or daycare. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Number one, Willow Tree, Chicago, Illinois. Willow Tree, strip club or daycare? Willow Tree. Jana has locked in her answer. What do you think, Phil?
I'm going to go wholesome to start and say daycare.
It does sound too wholesome to be a strip club.
It is, in fact, a daycare.
Oh.
It's tied 1-1. Let's go to number two. It's called, and I just had to throw this in here. I understand it might lean one way, but I had to put this in. Number two, Empire Strips Back. It's in Chicago, Illinois. Strips Back. Strip club or daycare. Or the most inappropriately named daycare in the world. Phil?
Normal spelling of Strips Back, of course, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
Empire Strips Back.
Sure.
What do you think?
No hyphen, no nothing, just...
No.
All...
Appropriately capitalized, yes.
You know what? Just for S's and G's, I'm going to go strip club.
It's
2-2. We go to number three. Number three is called Wiggles. It's also in Chicago, Illinois. Wiggles.
Strip club or
daycare. All right. What do you think, Phil?
Wiggles?
Wiggles.
Wiggles. Strip club.
Donna?
I'm going to say daycare.
It's a strip club. Phil wins 3-2.
Oh, my gosh. Phil, I don't know what to say. This has been a weird week.
We're going to take a trip to Empire Strips Back, and we'll be back with more of their show later. Phil, thanks for joining us on Cat Country 107.3.
Oh, my gosh.
5 minutes away from a big announcement concerning the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. We'll announce somebody else who's going to be there.
Ooh, it's so exciting.
Stay close. Rick. Good morning. I'm Joe. Need to know this morning. Atlantic City Electric says it's ready to work with Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill to help bring down energy costs in New Jersey. Sherrill says that as soon as she takes office in January, she plans to declare a state of emergency to freeze utility rates. So if you've been stressing over there on electric bills, some relief could be on the way. Disturbing story out of Atlantic County. A former New Jersey Army National Guard recruiter from Egg Harbor Township, now a wanted fugitive, 46-year-old Sean Wynn, didn't show up for sentencing after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl behind the Hamilton Mall. If you know where he is, the sheriff's office wants to hear from you. And finally, the end of an era, the Farmer's Almanac shutting down after more than 200 years of publishing weather forecasts, moon phases, and all sorts of country wisdom. You might remember it always had a little hole punched in the corner so farmers could hang it in the barn. A similar book, The Old Farmer's Almanac, though, is still going strong. Your South Jersey weather, sunny today with a high of 60. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, this is so true. Ever said no to a donation at the checkout and immediately felt like a terrible person?
Yes.
Yes.
Every time.
But I'm still saying no.
Correct.
You don't want to give to St. Jude? Well, you see, I give to St. Jude every month, and then I raise my... Yeah. Number two, I'm a work in progress that hasn't made much progress lately.
Isn't that the same? It's just an ongoing evolution, we'll say.
Number three, me to Camel. Get up, dude. It was just one straw.
No way.
Number four, please be kind. I'm in a really dark place right now. Outside of my house at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, that's...
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets.
It's so sad.
Last one, number five. The pretty girls hold their phones like a slice of pizza when they're talking into it.
Look at me.
Cat Country 107.3. It's time. We've got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. Vegas, baby. Your trip includes airfare, hotel, $500 spending money, tickets to the show, tickets to go backstage to meet Lainey for you and your pal. To win, five chances today. now and at 10:20 this morning, 1:20 and 4:20 this afternoon, and 7:20 this evening. At about each of those times, we're going to give you a code. You're going to take that code to the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to click on the button that says Lainey, and you're going to type in the code. Here's your first code of the day for Lainey Wilson in Vegas. It's 429.
429. You heard the man. 429. Go type it in the app right now. The Lainey Wilson Vegas button, 429. Just as your next code at 10:20 this morning.
429. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana, and I think we are ready.
It's time for Jana's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamar. Order your wings for the game at piccalillian.com.
Well, you had your worst week ever last week.
I know.
One win and two losses. But still, you're doing pretty good for the season. 18 wins, 9 losses.
So literally... Yeah, I'll take it. You know what? Yeah.
Don't try to do the math.
I'm not.
You're 18 and 9.
Pick number one.
All right. We got to look at the Bills in Florida this week. They're taking on the Dolphins in Miami on Sunday at 1. Buffalo's notoriously smoked Miami for years now. I'm going to say this is probably going to be an easy one for Josh Allen, so Bills take it.
Pick number two.
All right. The Giants are playing the Bears in Chicago on Sunday. The Giants, it's not been looking good for them this year. I can't believe they beat us in that one game, but whatever. The Bears... I've had a solid season so far, I'd say. So based on that, got to give it to Chicago. Bears.
Pick number three.
The Birds are headed out to Green Bay. They're taking on the Packers on Monday. They should be rested and ready to go after that bye last week. All I'm going to say, this is going to be a good game. Okay, two great teams. Birds, stay focused. We got this. Go, Birds.
Jana's picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original